Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, March 1st, 2012. Tonight, we're going to take another look at the economics of art with the head of an organization which, since 1972, has been engaged in advocacy for the arts, among other issues. Imago, now headed by tonight's guest, John Franklin, has turned its attention specifically to the arts since 1997 and has been a promoter and an advocate of both the arts and artists. John's on the phone with us from his Toronto home, and we'll get a chance to talk to him after we hear from the CD Little Trinity Worship Sessions featuring Mike Jansen, and this track is titled Ransom.
And he did not come to be served, but to give his life as a ransom. And he did not come to be but to give his life as a ransom for all. The Son of perfect sacrifice. He did not come to be served, but to give his life as a ransom. And he did not come to be served, but to
good evening, John.
Good evening, Robert.
Now, let's go back to the beginning and give some people some background about you. How did you get involved yourself with advocating for the arts?
Well, it's a case of me moving from one position that I had as a teacher at a Christian college here in Toronto, and moving from that into an opportunity to engage with artists. While I was doing the teaching, I used to bring artists and their work to the institution. So I had a very wide network of Christian artists that I knew. And so when my position was concluded at the institution, I then came into the opportunity to work with Imago. And Imago is designed to be an advocate for Christians in the arts in Canada, and in recent years has taken on even an international reach through mm-hmm. some of the work I've been able to do.
Now, are you yourself an artist?
I'm not. No. I don't write poetry or paint or dance or do drama. But I have a great love for the arts.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't identify myself as an artist.
Now, looking at something, a ministry like Imago, why is it important to have ministries like that who are out there advocating for artists and the arts?
Well, I might just say here, Robert, that Imago is in its 40th year, and that, when you think of it, is a whole generation. And what Imago, one of the key things that it does is that it adopts project, and because Imago is a registered charity in Canada, a project that comes under Imago, such as Trevor Dick's ministries It was launched under Imago. Lost and Found Theater in Kitchener-Waterloo was launched under Imago. What we do is we adopt the project and we provide the charitable status for them. Then they can go out and invite friends and family and what have you, donors, to support their project, whatever it is they're doing. And they can also apply to foundations, and the charitable status gives them a kind of credibility with a foundation so that they can get foundational grants as well.
Well, looking at that and looking at that type of aspect, that it raises a whole question of the economics of art. Is it possible for an artist, especially an artist who is a Christian, to earn a living from their art?
Well, I know several who do, but I know several who don't. Both in terms of when I say an artist, I know some visual artists who make a living at it. I know some people in drama who make a living at it. But I also know people in these fields and other fields that don't. And so there's no sort of right answer to this. Some can and some are not able to. But I think more and more opportunities are coming up, and that more and more Christian artists are actually getting the opportunity to make a living at what they do.
Now, I think we have to be clear, too, that when you're not talking about making a living, it's not an extravagant living either.
Certainly not.
It's basically, in a lot of cases, especially some of the artists I know, it's enough to cover their living expenses and maybe have a little bit left over, but it's, you know, God is providing for them to live comfortably in a lot of cases.
I mean, it's an ongoing challenge, and you know what you get in 2011, you may not get in 2012. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's you get hired to do certain things, or you get commissioned to do paintings, or whatever it may be, but you don't know if that's going to happen again. So it's a kind of precarious existence, I guess we could say.
But
there are a number that are making it work.
Now, when you are talking to artists and people who are approaching Imago or even just approaching you and are raising that whole question of what can they do to support themselves financially, what do you usually say to them?
Well, you know, I don't know as I have a standard answer. It a lot of it depends upon the person. If I may be so bold also to say that a lot of it depends upon the gift. I mean, you know, if a person is really talented, they may have a better chance than if a person is a little less talented. So you have to sort of assess all of that in order to answer the question. But what I encourage them to do is to get some profile, to get their name out there to a broader public. Again, this is something that Imago tries to do. We do this with artists, not just ones that have projects, but other artists as well. So if we could host an event and the new public gets to hear them sing, they might buy their CDs or ask them to come and do a concert at their local venue or their church or whatever. So all I can say to them is, get your name out there, and Imago will do what it can to help to give you a profile.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I need to do is take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to our guest, John Franklin, from Imago, and we're going to talk again about some of the economic challenges artists face. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
Takes its form, the jackal proud and tight. In search of you, I feel my way through the slowest heaving night. Whatever fear invents, I swear it made no sense. I reach out through the border fence. Come down, come talk to me. The swirling, curling storm of desire, unuttered words hold fast. Through reptile tongue, the lightning lashes on towers built to last. Darkness creeps in like a thief and offers no relief. Why are you shaking like a leaf?
come down, come talk to me. Said please talk to me. You'd only come talk to me. Unlock this misery. Come down, come talk to me. I did not come to see. This all is so unreal. Can you show me how you feel now? Come down, come talk to me. Come talk to me. Come talk to me. Shadowed milk through sleepy tears undone, through nippled skin smooth as silk, all the bugles blown as one. You lie there with your eyes half closed, like there's no one there at all. There's a tension building on your face. Come down, come talk to me. I said, please talk to me. If you'd only come talk to me. Unlock this misery. Come down, come talk to me. Don't you ever change your mind. Now your future's so defined, and you act so deaf, so blind. Come down, come talk to me. Come talk to me. Come talk to me.
That was Come Talk to Me from Jacob Moon's Eventide CD. And we're going to continue our conversation with John Franklin. John, one of the things you're talking about just before the break was the whole aspect of looking at the artist and their ability and the art that they're doing that. I just had a conversation recently with Trevor Dick from Flying Bow, and he was saying that, you know, one of the things that God's been impressing on him is to create excellence in art. Is that something that you're seeing more and more artists are looking at, is making sure that their art is coming out of an area of excellence and developing it as best they can?
I certainly encourage that, and that's what we look to with Imago. I mean, we know that there's good art and there's bad art, and not everyone is equally talented. So I think the pursuit of excellence in art is a good thing. Not everyone is able to achieve it. I mean, that's the reality. I mean, it's just, we just got to face up to that. Not everyone is able to achieve it equally. But I think you should always be striving for that. And many of the artists that I know, in fact, most of them are striving for that, to do better, to improve. And they keep practicing their craft and to do the very best that they can. And I certainly always encourage that. Mm-hmm. And we look for good quality art with the artists that we endorse with Imago.
Now, looking at Imago being around for 40 years and that, how have the economics of art changed in those decades?
Well, I haven't been with Imago that long, but I've been doing my work with Imago about 14 years. The economics are changing somewhat. I think one of the ways is that people within the faith community, and I'm talking now about Christian artists, but people in the faith community are a little more open to and supportive of people of faith in the arts. And so that's a good thing. And then there's a number of foundations which are, you know, their primary thing has been concern for social justice issues and medical issues and so on, which of course is hugely important. And the arts seem to be a kind of extra luxury. But there are a number of foundations now who are looking much more seriously at the arts and have an openness to funding and supporting the arts, which is a good thing. So I think that's changing. It's a slow change, but I think it is changing.
Yeah, you mentioned that some churches and that are being more open. I know that there are congregations that are starting artists in residence programs.
Yes.
There's Poema, which is now an outreach of a Church of the Nazarene congregation in Saskatoon, where they're doing art within a congregational context. So there's a lot of stuff that's going on that's out there right now.
Yes, it's true, and that momentum is continuing. One other area, and I say this because I've just sent off a brief note on this for a website, and that's Mission in the Art, in the arts. So the Mission in the Arts is again a developing field, and there's an increasing interest to engage the arts and let the arts be a location for the missional task.
Mm-hmm. And that's both, I have seen that happen both as an international missions program or even just within a congregational context where they're trying to engage the artistic community, both mainstream and Christian, within their community context.
I think we're coming to understand that the arts, the aesthetic side of life, is one that we have neglected, and the arts are one of the ways in which we can speak and be moved to understanding of our faith and to action as well.
Now,
and I think there's just a fresh discovery about that, which I think is long overdue.
Now, all of that sounds nice and good, but how does that impact the pocketbook of the artist? In terms of the support and the encouragement that's now coming from the different quarters in churches and things like that.
Sometimes it's helpful and sometimes it's not. I mean, it's helpful, as I was saying a few moments ago, where foundations are now willing to be more supportive of the arts and a lot more individuals are interested in and willing to be supportive of the arts. Where it doesn't help is where people within faith communities or local churches find out that they've got an artist in their midst and they want them to do everything free. Could you play free? Could you perform free? Could you paint free or whatever and just do that for us? Now, I understand the value of ministry and the willingness to give, and artists are certainly prepared to do that, the Christian artists that I know. But I think that, you wouldn't get your plumber free, and I think if you have an artist that there should be at least something to recognize the work and the effort and the gift that they have, and that they should be paid. But it isn't always the case.
I remember back working with some music groups in the early 80s, and they always came up against when they were been asked to do a concert, and they would even just ask for expenses or gas money or something, and the usual comment was, well, it's ministry, shouldn't it be free?
Yeah.
We need to take another one final break, and then we'll come back and finish up with our guest, John Franklin. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself one of the family. We've taken to you so strong. It's clear we're going to get along. Consider yourself well in. Consider yourself part of the furniture. There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares? Whatever we got to share. It's your chance to be, we should see some hotter days. Empty lot of days, why grouse? Always a chance we'll meet somebody to fit the bill. Then the drinks are on the house. Consider yourself our mate. We don't wanna have no fuss. For after some consideration we can state, consider yourself. Thank you.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Consider Yourself from Mike Janssen's Try to Remember CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to finish up our conversation with John Franklin. And John, that actually, that CD, Try to Remember, was a project of Imago, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, Mike did that through Imago, yes.
Now, in terms of helping artists with Imago, and you mentioned the process earlier on with bringing on projects and that, are you able to do as much as you would like to do?
The reality, I think, is that no, we're not. But part of the reason for that is that we don't have the funding. I'm the only employee of Imago, and if we were to do more, we'd need some additional staffing, and so it's probably true to say that we can't do as much as we would like to do. But I will say that over the years that I've been here, I've never gone looking for a project. And we've had, on an ongoing basis, somewhere between 20 and 25 projects that we oversee. And it's extraordinary, the stuff that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's more that I would like to do in terms of profiling and supporting. Let me put it this way, also finding a place at the table for conversation in the arts in the broader culture as well. There's more we'd like to do, but it does take some funding to do it.
And that seems to be the constant tension in the arts community is, and of course you often find that in ministry as a whole, is what you would like to do and the resources that are available to do that.
Yes.
Looking at all of this and looking at your own involvement with the careers of artists and that, what do you think is the major change that needs to happen? Is there anything that needs to be done to make people more aware or give people a better understanding of the economic realities that most artists face?
Well, I think there's some awareness out there, but I do think what really needs to be done is that we need to have a fresh understanding of the value and importance of the arts and understand it in a Christian context, that it too can be a calling, just as it might be a calling to be a pastor or to be a missionary or whatever. Artistic expression can be a calling, and that it really does require the support of a community, just as any other profession does. And so I think that we need fresh understanding about the value and importance of the arts.
And you've had a chance to do a lot of that, both at the local and the international level, with some of the stuff you've done with Lausanne and the arts as well.
Yes, and some of that is bearing fruit. I'm grateful to say, but there is a very long way to go yet.
If you were to say one, if there was one thing you wanted to say to pastors and church leaders out there in terms of what they can do to support artists, what would that be?
Well, I would say be an advocate for the artists, whether you're a lover of art or you understand it or not, to be an advocate for them, release them to exercise their gifts. And do what you can to encourage them, not only to exercise their gifts within the faith community, but to do so well beyond the faith community. I mean, artists, we all need a sense of belonging. And if we feel we've got a support group, it's very, very valuable. I recall hearing some time ago Ben Heppner in an interview. Ben Heppner is one of the great tenors in the world, who is also a believer, and I recall him saying how important it was for him to have people in his church community behind him and supporting him in what he was doing.
And if you were to say something to the artist to sort of give them an encouragement and help them through the times where they're understanding, they have that sense of calling, that sense of avocation, but the struggle for vocation is there.
Yes. Yes, and the faith community, the pastors, I mean, they can help in this regard, and just to acknowledge them and give them opportunity to do what they do in the community that they're a part of can be hugely valuable.
And what would you say to the artists themselves to encourage them?
Well, to the artists, hang out with one another, engage in conversation. I know that artists really like to get together with others. In fact, this Friday I'm having a group of visual artists at our home, and we're looking at the question of Christian visual artists in Canada. And I know that this is going to be an encouragement. It's not that you sort of set out to do that, but you know that that's a byproduct of what you're doing. So to the artists, I would say don't isolate yourselves. Find some people of like mind and spend some time together.
And that's always the paradox of the artist. For the most part, the art itself is done as an individual by themselves. But they do love to talk to each other about what they're doing and what they're working on.
Yeah, and they find it hugely encouraging.
Yeah. John, how can people find out more information about Imago?
Well, email imago@rogers.com, which is, you'll get me if you do that, or our website is imago-arts.on.ca, and you'll find us there.
Great.
And we'd be happy to hear from anyone and to include them in the Imago Circle.
Great. John, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Robert.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection today. Thank you to my guest, John Franklin. And be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.